Hello, and welcome to another episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and I'm joined with my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And we've got another episode where we want to talk about some of the latest related to GLP-1 agonists, which are frequently in the news, right? So we will start off with, we recently had an announcement that, we heard that oral Wegovy is available now, which is essentially a higher dose of the oral semaglutide that is very similar to what we have with the Wegovy injectable. But recently, Novo Nordisk also took it a step further and made available oral Ozempic, which may sound like, oh, is this new? Actually, this isn't necessarily new. And Natalie, I'll let you talk about why it's not necessarily a new thing.
Right. So thanks, Diana. So let's take a step back a little bit and just the FDA approved the 1.54 9 mg oral semaglutide, now named Ozempic, which makes things easier for us, doesn't it? Because half of sometimes it might you get someone comes in and you say, well, Wegovy is for weight loss and Ozempic is for type 2 diabetes. And if you happen to have type 2, we do prior auths because it's different. Like there's this whole discussion, even if we're really trying to use it for both, right? And for a lot of the people that we see with type 2 diabetes, they have obese or overweight as part of their co-diagnoses, right? So we spent a lot of time doing that, right? It was based on a bioequivalence, just like you said, for semaglutide that used to come in 3, 7, and 14 milligrams. The new formulation is the same efficacy and safety, which is really important so that they basically, what do you think this is? It's a little bit more concentrated, right? It's like getting U200. Think about it that way, right? It's not like U200 changes the insulin potency. It changes the amount of drug in an ml, right? So this is exactly like that. So that's really nice. Ozempic, though, will happen in Q2 2026. So they need to continue. People will continue to take their Rybelsus as prescribed and should not stop without talking to their professionals. This is great. We had Wegovy. Now we have oral Wegovy. We have Rybelsus that is equivalent to Ozempic. We have, and it just starts to get confusing, right?
Well, it
So
does.
it's going to
Exactly.
simplify our world. So if you have type 2 diabetes, we're going to treat you with Ozempic. What? Will be an injectable or whether that will be a pill. If you're using this for weight loss, you will use Wegovy, whether that will be an injectable or whether that will be a pill. And that just simplifies the discussions. It also simplifies confusion with the person in front of us. And so we're excited about this. Things don't get more simple in medicine very often, and I'm thrilled that this is happening.
Yeah, so I am too. And I think that Rybelsus just never fully took off the way that we would have expected or hoped it to. I think a lot of people, the idea of, oh, a pill instead of an injection is exciting. But I think people didn't know what Rybelsus was. They did not realize that it literally is oral semaglutide and literally is just like Ozempic. So renaming it, I think, is very, very important. And I think we've already seen that with the oral Wegovy because it has that name recognition. We've seen people very excited about it, starting it already, and having really good results with it. So I think this move is excellent. And also, just the lower dosing, the simplified dosing, I think will help. It's just there is going to be this transition period, especially for people that are already on Rybelsus, as they may switch over to the oral Ozempic and they may switch their dosing. There's just like healthcare professionals are just going to need to be knowledgeable. Pharmacists hopefully can provide some of this education to let people know and to be able to transition appropriately.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think the big thing is like, I don't know how a handful maybe of people have come in and said, before this, asking about oral, semaglutide. Now I've already had handfuls come in saying, I heard it's now available in a pill, right? Which is just a different, right? Because now we're equating apples to apples, right? Even though it was an apple to an apple, it had two different names. Right. So this is going to help people. And again, we oral semaglutide, whether you're using it for weight loss as Wegovy for diabetes and weight loss added benefit, right, for Ozempic, You know, there is that no more than 4 ounces of water, 30 minutes rule, right? We still have to do that because of the snack molecule, because of the way it's made and the way we need to protect it throughout the digestive system through that stomach. We know that. But now that people equate the name to that and you say, oh, well, these are the, this is how you do it differently. Would you rather do it once a week? Would you rather do it daily like this? I've had more people interested in oral Ozempic than were ever interested in the last 2 weeks in oral Rybelsus, right? So I think that's very interesting too.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point about the administration. It is super important we let people know about that, as well as not combining it with other pills, because that does basically destroy the absorption of it. And the last thing you really want to do is take something and it just isn't working because you're not taking it the most effective way. I think people also like the idea of a daily pill because it's more forgiving. I mean, if you need to hold a dose, if you are having side effects, although we should remind people that it still has a long half-life. It actually, the half-life is like a week. And it's not that the oral form has a shorter half-life. It's just that the absorption is not as good. And so to give it just once a week, it would really be a risk about the absorption and the effectiveness. And so that's why it's given daily. But it still does have a long half-life. It still would need to be held. For example, you know, let's say planning pregnancy or a reason, you know, you don't want to take it. It's still going to be in the system for a long time. So I think it's important people still know that, even though it's a daily pill.
Absolutely. So this is exciting. I think it's a huge step in the right direction. And it's little things like this that make our lives easier, but also the people with diabetes, overweight, or obese as their diagnosis easier.
Yeah. So, you know, along these lines, you know, others have realized that people are very interested in the oral formulations. And we've had a lot of compounding pharmacies, right, in the past. And that has been cut down because there's no longer a shortage of these medications. But recently, there's been some interesting news that Hims and Hers has put out their own version of oral Wegovy. And this has led, not surprisingly, to Novo Nordisk really being upset and suing over this, because the oral formulation has a special absorption enhancer called SNAC. That's the abbreviation. And you can't just copycat it and sell it. They're selling it for a lower price. So the Wegovy, the oral Wegovy, starts at $149, which is a great price, but they're offering it for $49. So what do you think people are going to choose? So it's very, very concerning because there's not regulation over the compounded versions. And also there's a lot of concern of, well, what are they using? Are they using SNAC, which has been patented by Novo Nordisk? Or are they using something else that has never been studied, like not regulated, that could potentially be a huge safety concern?
Right. And if you're using something that hasn't been investigated, what is that? Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? Can, if someone takes too much, could it hurt their body? We have no idea. So this is going to be interesting. I mean, I think within 24 hours of announcing that they were going to have an oral semaglutide, you know, Novo Nordisk went in and snapped really quickly, as they should, right? You can't sell something and compound it and say it's going to work if you, you know, this has been an ongoing thing when we had all the GLP-1 shortages. I have not had anyone have a shortage, by the way, in any injectable or oral or the oral semaglutide in, I can't tell you how long. Like, it's just this distant, awful memory, right? Of, you know, of injectable, all of them we had shortages on. It was like, well, take this, switch to that. It was just like this nightmare. It's gone, okay? They are making plenty of it. I've had no one say to me, I can't get whatever, 10 milligrams of tirzepatide or two of semaglutide. None of that is happening. So to have a company compound and say we're selling this is, I mean, it's bold, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not.
You have no idea what it is, right? How do you recommend
it? Very, very concerning because this is a very difficult drug to get absorbed orally. And so it requires very specific technical technology. And yeah, we just don't know what they're doing. And that's like putting out a drug that's just never been tested. I mean, these drugs need all these like phase one, phase two, phase three, phase four, clinical trials, like years of research and money being poured into it to get a drug approved, to just put something out there is very, very concerning. We all want cheaper drugs. So I get it. Like I get, you know, that we of course we all want lower priced drugs, but we need to do it in a safe way. And I think we've seen impressive changes in the costs. I mean, we went from like $1,300 per month GLP-1s to now starting at $149. Yes, it goes up from there, but I think the highest price now is $499, which is still high, but that's better than $1,300 a month. So it's getting better. And we need to do it in a safe way. So it'll be kind of interesting. And I just would encourage listeners, viewers, to just be wary of compounded oral formulations in general, because I see a lot of this being advertised. And I doubt a lot of these are even being absorbed at all. So even though, yeah, you're getting a discount, $49 a month, it may just be a placebo that you're taking. And at worst, it could be actually dangerous. It could have major safety issues. So I would just steer clear of those.
Yeah. Another great update today, though, right? This is, and it's always something new with the GLP-1s, right? But this is amazing announcement from Novo. This is going to simplify our lives, simplify the people that we treat every day's lives. And we do need to be cautious of these, you know, not just this one company, him and hers, but like compounding in general, what are they actually getting?
Right. And I think that's an important point too, because it's not just Hims and Hers. They're just right. Like they've put out a lot of advertising, so they're very known, but there are certainly other companies doing this as well. So yeah, be careful out there. And with that, we thank you for tuning in. And that wraps up this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real World Perspectives.